Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, the discussion revolved around chains that bind us. And today, we will explore a subject that impacts everyone. Chains wrapped in identity. You know, each person carries these chains, whether they stem from feelings of shame, experiences of failure, or the urge to compare themselves to others. We will examine how God enables us to break free from these restrictions through two compelling biblical accounts, the encounter with the woman at the well and Saul's transformation into Paul. The key message is straightforward. Our genuine identity emerges from releasing burdens rather than from striving to impress. You know, many individuals navigate their lives feeling trapped by a narrative they did not create. This could be due to lingering shame from an earlier error, the letdown that follows a setback, or the stress of measuring ourselves against others influence our self-perception. They inform us of our value and capabilities, sometimes leading to feelings of worthlessness, as if our most difficult times define who we are. For example, someone who made an unwise financial decision may start to label themselves as a failure, allowing that singular incident to obscure their many accomplishments. Likewise, an individual who feels critiqued by their family may withdraw in humiliation, believing they are fundamentally flawed. These chains can be quite heavy, despite often being unseen by others, yet they can be greatly hinder our progress. Our first narrative is drawn from John's Gospel, chapter 4, in which Jesus converses with a Samaritan woman at the well. She bore significant identity chains. As a Samaritan, she faced exclusion from the Jews, having experienced multiple unsuccessful relationships, including five husbands, she was currently living with a man outside of marriage. Her sense of self was linked to her past and her challenges. Upon meeting her, Jesus did not dwell on her background. Instead, he recognized her as a fully formed individual and offered her living water to meet her spiritual hunger eternally. He was aware of every aspect of her life, yet he extended grace towards her. This exchange profoundly transformed her. She transitioned from being marginalized to proclaiming the story of Jesus to her entire village, leading many to faith because of her testimony. Her identity shifted from being characterized by shame to becoming a symbol of hope. She was no longer the woman with five husbands. She evolved into the woman who encountered the Messiah. By accepting Jesus' living water, her life attained a new definition. Our second account recounts the journey of Saul, whose identity hinged on his actions. Saul was a Pharisee who adhered strictly to the rules. He believed his righteousness was derived from his deeds, persecuting Christians, and committing himself to his traditions. His self-worth was tied to his achievements and position of authority. Now, everything shifted during the journey to Damascus. A dazzling light overwhelmed him, and he heard Jesus' voice. At that instant, the identity he had crafted crumbled. He found himself blind, completely dependent on those around him. His identity, which was built on his achievements, transformed into one rooted in surrender. He relinquished control and opted to follow the individual he had once persecuted. He was renamed Paul, leading to a transformation in his life mission from seeking out Christians to proclaiming the gospel. This new identity was not anchored in his prior deeds or religious zeal, but was instead grounded in the grace bestowed upon him by Jesus. This act of surrender was not a sign of weakness. It marked the moment he uncovered his genuine strength and purpose. The bonds of his former life shattered, and a new person emerged. Amen. What lessons can we draw from these two narratives? They illustrate that our genuine identity is not something we attain through hard work or effort. It is a gift we receive when we let go. The woman at the well cast aside her shame and discovered a renewed sense of purpose. Saul turned away from his performance-based righteousness and embraced a fresh calling. Surrendering means releasing the negative narratives shaped by shame, failure, and comparison that have taken root in us. It involves offering our fractured parts to God and allowing Him to reform us. When we cease our efforts to validate our worth and instead find rest in His grace, our sense of identity is liberated from past errors and ongoing challenges. It becomes firmly grounded in Him. The essence of the gospel highlights that God's love and grace are not things we can earn. They are gifts freely given. Our true identity is not determined by our actions, but by who we are in Christ. Understanding this liberates us to live with purpose rather than merely seeking to perform. Now, as we wrap up, reflect on this. Are you clinging to the burdens of identity constructed by shame, failure, or comparison? Think about the woman at the well and the man traveling to Damascus. Your authentic identity awaits you in surrender. It is less about your deeds and more about what He has accomplished for you. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You today recognizing the identity chains that hinder us. We acknowledge that we have allowed shame, failure, and comparison to define who we are. We have carried the burdens of our past choices, embraced untruths about ourselves, and measured our worth against others. The woman at the well experienced how You looked past her history to recognize her true self. You offered her living water, a new beginning unrelated to her past decisions. Saul's transformation into Paul illustrates how You dismantled his need to perform, granting him a new mission through surrender. His value stemmed not from what he did for You, but from what You bestowed upon him. We ask for the same transformation in our lives. Help us to break free from the chains of shame that confine us. Remove the heaviness of failure that makes us feel unworthy. Liberate us from the urge to compare ourselves to others, which diminishes our joy and purpose. Lead us to completely surrender ourselves to You, letting go of the narratives we have created and embracing the fresh identity You hold for us, rooted in Your love, grace, and truth. Remind us that our genuine identity is found in You, not in our actions. Let us proceed from this moment and every day onward as new creation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy behind your circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.